This year, Palm Passion Sunday is experienced differently. Instead of the annual Palm Parade, we are staying home because of COVID-19. So many things now are done differently than a month ago. In talking to parishioners on the phone, some people said the world would be a different one after this pandemic. Life is like a journey. What we remember on Palm Passion Sunday is Jesus' final journey to the cross. He's going to Jerusalem to die on the cross. The Palm Parade that we do every year is to remember Jesus entering Jerusalem to start this last part of his life journey. This entry into Jerusalem is usually referred to as the triumphal entry. What's so triumphal about this entry into Jerusalem if Jesus were just going there to suffer and die? The good news is that this is not the end. Jesus' death only prepares him for the glorious resurrection that will happen on the third day after his death. The triumph of Jesus is that, despite the sufferings and hurts he experienced, he is able to overcome them, triumph over them, and able to accomplish the mission that God gave him, to bring salvation to the world. In this journey, Jesus entered Jerusalem to move towards the cross. In our journey now, the cross that we are moving into is the COVID-19 pandemic and the consequences of this pandemic. This cross, or actually crosses, could be getting infected and become sick, could be the loss of a loved one, could be losing a job, could be losing a business, getting into financial problems, and so on. Many different kinds of crosses. All these make this journey that we are on scary and worrisome or even depressing. Jesus' cross is to suffer and die on the cross in order to bring salvation to the world. This means to triumph over the evil power in the world. In order to accomplish this mission, he also has to triumph over all the sufferings and persist until he accomplished his mission. This will be pretty much the same for us as we journey on towards these crosses in front of us. In scary times, worrisome times, or in depressing times, we need to be brave and have courage. Real courage is not without fear. Real courage is, even though we are afraid, we continue to do what we are called to do. Like Jesus, even though he knows going into Jerusalem means all the unfair sufferings that he is going to have, he still chooses to go. As we are facing these crosses on our journey, do we have the same courage that Jesus had? The passage in today's first reading from the book of Isaiah is one of the four servant songs foretelling Jesus as the suffering servant. Some important points mentioned in this passage are: every morning the sovereign Lord makes me eager to hear what he is going to teach me. The sovereign Lord gives me help. The sovereign Lord himself defends me. This all reminds us that we are not alone facing the challenges. This loving God is with us to guide us and protect us. This is very encouraging. God does not only want to encourage us, but also want us to share that with others. As the prophet Isaiah says, "The sovereign Lord has taught me what to say, so that I can strengthen the weary." Somehow it is interesting that the more we encourage others, the more we feel encouraged ourselves. In these days, while we are all walking on our journey facing our crosses, there are more and more people doing things or saying things to encourage others. like sending good wishes to people, cheering for the healthcare workers, doing things to help those who are in need, like helping the seniors or vulnerable people to do shopping and so on. All these lovely deeds reveal the beauty of humanity, shining light on others. The more light we shine on others, the brighter our journey becomes. We cannot change the circumstances that we are in, but we can shed light on it and make the journey for us and for others brighter and make it not so daunting, not so scary, not so depressing. As we enter into Holy Week, as we follow Jesus' footsteps towards the cross, may we be like Jesus, make this a triumphal entry. And as we move on in our journey, bring out the beauty of our humanity and shine our light on others. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
今年的中暑受苦主日同以前唔同咗啦，由于新冠肺炎蔓延，我哋都留喺屋企，唔可以同往年一样举行中资游行。而家我哋所做嘅嘢同一个月之前有好多嘅唔同，呢个都系好多人意想唔到嘅。同教友通电话嘅时候，有啲人话喺呢一次肺炎疫情之后，呢个世界将会非常之不同。 生命好似系一个旅程，喺中之受苦主日，我哋所纪念嘅系耶稣走上十字架最后嘅一段路程。佢进入耶路撒冷系要去上十字架。我哋每年嘅中之游行就系纪念耶稣进入耶路撒冷去开始呢段最后嘅路程。耶稣呢一次进入耶路撒冷，一般被称为胜利嘅进程。 不过，如果耶稣只系进入耶路撒冷去受苦、去受死，呢一种进程有乜嘢胜利可言呢？好消息就系，呢个并唔系终结。耶稣嘅死只系为佢预备喺死后三日复活。耶稣嘅胜利系在于，虽然佢系经历到苦难， 佢能够胜过苦难，去完成上帝交付俾佢嘅使命，将拯救带到嚟世界。耶稣喺佢最后一段嘅旅程，系进入耶路撒冷走上十字架。我哋而家嘅旅程，我哋走上呢一个新冠肺炎疫情同埋疫情之后所引起嘅后果嘅呢一段旅程，呢种种嘅十字架， 可能会系被感染而病倒，可能会系失去所爱嘅人，可能会系失去工作，可能会系生意倒闭，有好多唔同嘅损失，唔同嘅失去，呢啲都会令人觉得呢一个旅程系可怕嘅，系焦虑嘅，甚至系沮丧嘅。
耶稣嘅十字架喺十字架上面去受苦同受死，为世人带嚟拯救。呢个就系胜过咗世界上面邪恶嘅势力。为咗去完成佢嘅使命，佢要胜过所有嘅苦难。佢坚持直至到佢完成使命。对于我哋嚟讲，当我哋继续呢个旅程，一走向各种嘅十字架， 我哋都系要咁样样。喺害怕嘅时候，喺焦虑嘅时候，喺沮丧嘅时候，我哋需要有勇气。真正嘅勇气并唔系冇惧怕，真正嘅勇气系虽然我哋害怕，但我哋仍然继续去做我哋应该要做嘅事。就好似耶稣一样，虽然佢知道呢一次进入耶路撒冷系要接受呢一切嘅苦难， 但佢仍然系选择去咁样做。当我哋面对生命旅程中嘅十字架嘅时候，我哋有冇耶稣呢一种嘅勇气呢？
今日取自以赛亚书的第一段经文，是预言耶稣是受苦仆人的四首诗歌之中其中的一首。里面提到的重点是说，主每早晨提醒，提醒我的耳朵，使我能听。主耶和华必帮助我。这都提醒我们，我们并不是孤单地去面对这些挑战。这个爱人的上帝是和我们在一起，指引我们，保护我们。这一点是非常有鼓励性的。上帝不单止是要鼓励我们，而且更加是要我们去和别人去分享。正如以赛亚先知所说，主耶和华赐我受教的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。好有趣的一点就是，原来当我们越多去鼓励别人，我们自己就越觉得有勇气。现在当我们走向新冠肺炎的种种的十字架的时候，有越来越多的人做一些事，或者是说一些事去鼓励其他的人，好像是发信息去鼓励去祝福别人。为在前线工作的医护人员的欢呼支持，有一些是做一些实质的事去帮助有需要的人，好像是帮助长者或者是软弱的人去购物等等。所有这些为人带来亮光的行为，都展示出人善的美善。当你越多向别人带来亮光，我们的生命旅程就更加有亮光。我们不能够改变我们所经历的事，但是我们可以照亮这些事，令到我们自己的路程和其他人的旅程都会有多一些的亮光，而少一些的灰心，少一些的恐惧，少一些的沮丧。当我们进入圣周，当我们跟随耶稣的足迹走向十字架，愿我们都像耶稣一样，令到这一段旅程是胜利的旅程。当我们向前行的时候，为别人去发亮光，去带出人性的美善。愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们同在。